B'choros Perek Dalad Mishnah Base 4:2. We just got finished saying that whatever has to be done with the B'chor has to happen in its first year on the Jewish calendar. So now, what does that mean? That means if you're a Yisrael and a B'chor is born to you, doesn't matter if it's got a mum or a mum, you don't have to think about it. Just give it to a Kohen. What does the Kohen do? If it's a Tam, he has to bring it as a korban. If it's a Balmum, he can eat it within that year. He has to either bring it or eat it. Now, in the meantime, says the Mishnah, Nola lo mum besoch shnasa. What happens if in the middle of that year, it develops a mum, so it won't be a b'chor on the mizbeach, it will not be eaten. So what's your time frame for eating it? Mutar l'kaimo kol shnei masar chodesh, you can keep it just for that year, meaning the deadline still sticks. So that means even if 10 months in to its birth, it had been already a tam the whole time, now it becomes a bal mum, so you only have 2 months left until the deadline. You have to eat it by then, or else you're over a mitzvah saseh. L'achar shenaso. Now, if it didn't get a mum in its first 12 months, but meanwhile you didn't bring it as a korban, let's say you couldn't because no beis hamikdash, so now when it gets its mum, so what's your time frame? Eino rashai l'kaimo ela ad shloshim yom. You have 30 days in which to shecht it and eat it. You shouldn't delay. If you do again, you're over mitzvah asay. But again, if you don't, okay, so you still have to slaughter to eat it. You don't have, there's no penalty more than just violating the mitzvah asay.